USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Around 10,000 residents along California's Pajaro River have been urged to evacuate after a levee breach. California has seen severe storms and a large amount of rain all week that could last through Wednesday. The breach of the levee has led to dozens of rescues. Time change got you feeling a little down? It's actually a thing. A disruption to the body clock from daylight saving time could have negative health impacts, according to sleep researcher Dr. Heinrich Gompf at UC Davis Health.
Our circadian rhythm is not aligned, at least for the first few days, with the light-dark cycle that we're experiencing outside.
Dr. Heinrich says our circadian rhythm resets every morning with natural light, which there is less of after springing forward. Research shows an increase in cardiovascular disease, heart attack, stroke, and fatal car accidents during the first week or so after moving the clocks. It can also make mental health conditions like anxiety and depression worse. More people who traveled across the border are missing in Mexico.
Three women who went to Mexico on a shopping trip have been missing for 3 weeks. The three traveled from Texas to Mexico. Missing persons posters have been put up in the Mexican state of Nuevo León. Two of the women are from Peñitas, a Texas town on the U.S.-Mexico border. They left that town on February 25th to go to a flea market in the Mexican town of Montemorelos.
USA's John Schaefer reports this comes after a group of four from South Carolina was kidnapped in northeastern Mexico, with two of the four later found dead. Six people have been arrested in the kidnapping. Hollywood's biggest stars are getting ready for the Oscars. This year's frontrunner is the science fiction film Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, which leads the pack with 11 nominations. The awards will be handed out tonight in Los Angeles. The United States is off to a winning start at the World Baseball Classic, Americans beating Great Britain 6-2 in the opening game. U.S. meets Mexico tonight. This is USA News.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
The Federal Reserve has called a closed-door emergency meeting on Monday, although the details have not been released for the 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Multiple reports, though, suggest Friday's collapse of Silicon Valley Bank may have played a factor. Four astronauts are back on Earth after departing the International Space Station.
SpaceX Dragon splashdown.
The crew boarded a SpaceX Dragon capsule, which then undocked from the ISS early in the morning. NASA astronauts Josh Kasada and Nicole Mann, along with Russian cosmonaut Anna Kakina and Japan's Koichi Wakata, had spent about 5 months in orbit, traveling more than 66,000 miles during their mission. The capsule splashed down in the water off the coast of Florida just after 9 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday. I'm Karen Sloan.
Engines are revving as NASCAR hits the speedway in Phoenix.
NASCAR drivers are making their final preparations for Sunday's United Rentals 500 at Phoenix International Raceway. The race just outside of Phoenix, Arizona, wraps up the West Coast swing for the drivers. Green flag drops Sunday just after 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Reporting from Phoenix International Raceway, I'm Tim Berg.
And hopefully you remembered to set the clock ahead. Daylight saving time taking effect early this morning in most places across the U.S. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.